It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas. If you were to keep a record of all the things you offered for sale, and then you
how do you pronounce this P-H-I? Here
well, that's pronounced phi, Sam. The P-H takes the sound of F, so P-H-I is pronounced phi.
Why?
Sammy just told you phi, not why. The P-H sounds like F.
Why?
Why what, Sam?
Oh, I was fixing that same question.
Why is pi called phi? That's what?
No, Sam, I think it's why.
Well, now, Mr. McFrancis asked me why what, he
what?
Said.
He did.
Now, let me see if I can clarify this. Now, you see, Sam, this is not English. This is a foreign language we're dealing with here. Now, this is...
English ain't foreign, Mr. Muddy.
Oh, no, Leon. Now, let me see. Now, the simplest way to explain this...
It'll need to be simple, all right.
Yeah, it will, for Leon.
And I've got it now. Now, have you got a dog, Leon?
Well, I had one, but he run off with a girl that worked up there at the drive-in to Arkadelphia. His name was Fido.
What was her name?
Never mind that, Sam. Now, let me see. The spelling that we're accustomed to for that dog would be F-I-D-O. But if this were French, you see, we'd spell it P-H-I-D-E-A-U-X. See how that works, Sam? Leon?
I ain't never seen no French girl at that drive-in.
Well, ain't no wonder Fido followed her off. A girl that can spell like that.
Oh, me. You see, Mr. McFrancis, what I put up with here all the time?
And they're here every day, aren't they?
You and Leon are just impossible to explain anything to. Either one of you's bad enough, but both of you.
Now, Jesse, we was just...
Sam, where'd you come up with that P-H-I mix?
It was with your book, sir. It's that magazine there.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the Phi Delta Kappa.
Delta's got something to do with farming, ain't it?
What?
Pi farming.
What kind of pie, Sam?
Oh, me. No wonder your dog left home, Leon.